Welcome to Thriving Moms of Autistics podcast, a free resource for moms raising young autistic children. I am your host, Dr. Christina Wilson. I created Thriving Moms of Autistics after years of experience working with families and having my own autistic child. I coach moms of young autistics one-on-one to tap into their strengths, create a supportive community, set firm boundaries, and raise their autistic child with confidence. Subscribe to the podcast and check out the earlier episodes so you don't miss a thing. Now, let's get to it. Hi, moms. Imagine your favorite ride at the amusement park. It's exciting, and at times it's a little overwhelming and unpredictable. Raising an autistic child has a variety of experiences, just like a ride at the amusement park. Sometimes you're riding high on the joys of motherhood, especially when those unexpected milestones are met that you weren't really sure were going to happen. And other times you want to duck for cover for a moment just to catch your breath, right? It's like raising any child, but the challenges are different for us. In this episode, we explore how we get stuck in our head, feeling it won't get better at any given moment, and how we can rise above it when we learn to use our innate strength to succeed. So find the full transcript for this episode at thrivingmomsofautistics.com/73. Please share the podcast with other moms to help them grow in their autism journey. And you can also do this by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts, and that will actually further our reach to even more moms. Also, check out Thriving Moms of Autistics YouTube channel and hit subscribe. I appreciate you. So how can moms of autistics move past getting stuck in their head? Well, every mom is different. That is one reason there's no manual for parenting, right? Every mom's different. Every child's different. It's not all the same. And we all have those innate strengths that make us amazing moms, even when autism throws us curveballs. Now, those strengths will help us hit those balls out of the park. First, you must be aware of your strengths, which can actually be pretty challenging. Now, I mentioned in the past, in previous episodes, that this is not easy to do. And that's why I help moms discover their innate magic in one-to-one coaching sessions in my Thrive VIP program. So check that out at thrivingmomsofautistics.com and click on Work with Christina to learn more. So let's flip the script. Mom's strengths can not only help you navigate the ups and the downs of raising an autistic child, but can also lead to personal growth and empowerment. So there's many benefits to using mom's strengths to navigate your autism journey. So strengths are individualized. We all have different levels of strengths. Some are stronger than others, but we can grow our lesser strengths and evolve. Here are some examples of the benefits of using strengths in challenging times. One is that moms with the strength of creativity can think ahead and plan for ways to overcome obstacles. So their creativity is pretty handy. Another is curious moms can build a connection with their child, which allows them to dive deeper to gain an understanding of their experiences. So who doesn't want to feel heard or feel understood, right? Moms with strong advocacy and leadership strengths can help their child bridge the gap and achieve their goals, which is empowering and encouraging. And those are things that children have that helps them thrive. So nurture your strengths as an autism mom. And you can do that by engaging in self-care. So check out the many, many episodes that I have on self-care on the homepage of Thriving Moms and Autistics. And scroll down to the bottom to the self-care and boundaries topic. So click on that. Every mom is unique. We might share strengths with others, but we experience them differently and we use them differently. What works for one family might not work for another family. The key is to identify your strengths and find creative ways to use them in your autism journey. Because every journey is different, right? And you can leverage your innate strengths, which will have an impact on your journey as an autism mom. So here's a practical tip that you can implement right away in your daily life. Remember, small changes can make a big difference. Okay? So small changes can make a big difference. And the next week, I want to challenge each of you to take some time to reflect on your strength. Write them down and then brainstorm ways that you can use those strengths to tackle a specific challenge that you're facing. By recognizing and harnessing your innate strength, you can not only overcome obstacles, but also thrive as a mom. I hope this helps, and I look forward to our time together next week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Moms of Autistics podcast. Be sure to leave a review and tell other moms of autistics about the podcast. Let's support each other. Find the full transcript for this episode at thrivingmomsofautistics.com. And be assured, you are not alone in your journey.